Carla James, a guest in studio. We have the folks from Structural Component Systems here in Fremont. Welcome, Diane Mallett and Diane. Josh Pereira. Nice to have you guys here.
Great to be here.
Yeah. Despite the weather, things keep on moving at Structural Components, don't they?
Yes, they do. I mean, we did cut back on operations on Monday because of the weather, but we're back in full force today. A lot of people don't realize that we ship all over the country, so while it might be cold here, it's warmer in other places.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Maybe give us an example, like this morning today. How many trucks will leave Structural Components delivering components to different locations?
That's a great question. So we have 30 semis right here in Fremont, and then two straight trucks as well. And then we also have a warehouse in Grimes, Iowa, where we have a few semis based out of there as well. So some of those semis, they go out every single day. Some of them might have three different deliveries. So they'll come back, pick up another load, another trailer, and then deliver it to, if it's a local, more a local delivery.
Yeah.
Some of them might be heading, there might be 10 all heading to the same location for a a big development, an apartment complex. It might be, we were doing one in Alabama, for example, and they were all driving there to unload those trailers. So those will be overnights, and then they'll, come back the next day. But most of the time, most of our drivers, 4 out of 5 days they're back
at same
home
day.
At night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit more than we may think it is, right? Let's talk a little bit about the workforce, what you have at Structural Components, about how many people are there every day.
Well, we averaged in 2023 about 540 employees. So it goes up and down a little bit depending on the week. But we and those aren't just plant workers. We have architectural designers and estimators, project managers. We have, of course, management, quality control, as well as office staff. And so a lot of people, assume manufacturing is all just the plant workers.
Right.
Of course, that is a great portion. And we have logistics that run around the clock. We say not 24/7, 24/5. So they work three shifts, 5 days a week. But our production, which in the plant, they do 4 day a week shifts, 4 10-hour days. And so that's why a lot of them are attracted to our company, because they get a 3 day weekend every weekend.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, that's picking up in more places too, the 4 day work
week.
It is.
Yeah, that is nice. As far as actual people in the plant working, probably 300 of those?
Yeah,
I'm just guessing.
Roughly about 300 in the plant. And then, like I said, we've got others that are in other positions as well.
So your arms reach out all the way across the United States then, don't they?
We do. We're very proud to ship all over. But we also do a lot of projects locally. We are... and I can have, Josh, you can tell a little bit about some of the projects that we've done locally. We just provide a product for a couple you want to talk about?
Yeah, we just recently did the Chipotle, and we're currently doing the First Community Bank. We did Miller Hall a couple years ago at Midland. Mm-hmm. Probably more that I don't know about yet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But a lot of times folks don't realize that you're doing those smaller projects too. You're not, you do a lot of apartment complexes, things like that throughout the country, but you're also able to adapt to someone local, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and what people don't understand is we are a manufacturer of roof and floor trusses primarily, but we also provide the full package. So if a builder wants to come to us, like a contractor, they can... we can provide everything for that structure, including the hangers, all of the connecting parts to that structure. So that's why when you drive by, you'll be driving by in Fremont or Omaha, and you'll go, gee, I was just here yesterday, and how did that structure already get framed up?
Right.
Well, that's because they buy our product. It's already pre-made, those floors. All they got to do is then connect them on site. Mm-hmm. Roof trusses especially are very complex, and it's a lot easier to manufacture them in a plant setting where we have lasers and we use actual, we design our own. We have a huge design team. We have about 45, 50 designers and estimators, I mean, that do the architectural design. And then they use that, and we have computer technology to be able to really make sure that everything is correct.
Yeah, you keep the cost down that way, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So if I wanted to add on to my house, are you able to help with something like that?
Yes. What people don't realize is while we don't have a retail storefront, you can go to Structural Components, and you can either call us at 402-721-5622, or you can go into our location here in Fremont, and you can tell us about your project. If it's say you wanted to even add on to your garage, we will help design it for you and provide the materials as well. We also, if you're, a farmer and you want to build in a pole barn or a shed, we've done a lot of those as well. So
that's probably easy for you guys to put those kind of plans together. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're estimating truss and the walls and everything, you do that every day.
Right.
Why not let that person
do it? Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes.
A great secret right here in town. A lot of people don't know about you.
That's right.
Yeah, and I was talking before, in the summer, I would ride my bike past the plant and through all the wood. And, man, you have the inventory there.
Yes, and what we do, we have around 50-plus acres of total property right around our plant.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always expanding. But a lot of people don't realize we even have off-site locations that mm-hmm. we're storing product. Why do we need so much product and why we have that stored? Well, we have a buying team. Lumber is a commodity, and so they are really, really good at buying when prices are lower. That keeps the cost down for the consumer when we're able to have that. But it also enables us when COVID happened, for example, lumber yards in Oregon, and we have lumber that's shipped in from Canada. The border was shut down. A lot of companies couldn't even get that product. We had a lot in storage, so we kept operating. And actually, it was a really good time for us. We were able
profitable.
To generate, very mm-hmm. profitable.
Yeah, well, I would imagine a lot of people were thinking, maybe now's the time for me to expand mm-hmm. and get things ready for when this is over.
Yes, well, a lot of people moved. That was a big, big push. At that time, we are normally about 50% residential that we provide for residential homes and do custom design work for that. But we also, about 50% were commercial structures and multifamily units, assisted living, et cetera. Well, during COVID, everything shifted about 80% residential because people wanted to move out of the big cities
mm-hmm.
or they wanted to add on that at-home office.
Right.
So, because they were wanting to work from home. So there was a big push for that. Well, now economy has changed and interest rates have gone up. So now we've shifted the other way. Now mm-hmm. we're about 80% commercial projects. And that's the great thing about our company is we have the ability to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were also a part of Lincoln Premium Poultry and working with those folks,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And so we were very excited when they came to town because we've been a part of building all of their chicken barns all mm-hmm. over the country, and mostly I guess right around Nebraska, Iowa, and so we'll produce some for them if they have a new farmer that wants to get involved.
Are there some other companies you could mention, I guess, that are around the Midwest that you've done some big projects with?
I'll let you, can you think of some of those? I mean, there's a lot of contractors, that we've worked directly with,
local contractors, yes, I would imagine too.
Oh yeah. Yes. I mean, there's so many to name. I don't want to single anyone out to offend another competitor
like,
of theirs, but that's actually our biggest, where most of our business occurs is through those. Through mm-hmm. those contractors, mm-hmm. and we've got projects that were months and months out that we're designing for now, and getting ready to ship. But a lot of people always ask us, "What's the turnaround time?" Well, it can be, it varies, but a lot of the time we can turn out a product from the start to finish, from design. I mean, if it's as low as 2 weeks.
Wow.
From design to producing the product and shipping it out. It really just depends on the complexity. But there are some multifamily developments, which are apartment complexes that can take months, mm-hmm. because they're very complex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Along with all these projects, monies have to be available. And I know last night's city council meeting, it's been, 20 years since LB 840 was... Yeah. It finally is coming up and is expiring for the city of Fremont. So it's going to be voted on here in May. And it did get approved last night, right?
It did. And basically what that enables is the city can enact a half cent through the voters if they approve this this tax. It's actually in place now. So this would be just a renewal of the same tax.
Right.
It's a half cent sales tax divided into three sections. Economic development gets a third goes to police and fire, and a third goes to street and infrastructure. And they basically, the city council approved that same language will be on the ballot in May. And I spoke at that meeting because our company did receive LB 840 funds back in 2015 when we purchased what was the tech services building.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people know it as the old Gambles building too, because that was its original owner. And that enabled us to expand. Well, and to receive those funds, and we've received $600,000 in funding, we had to commit to about that same amount of money, create 35 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we created 100 jobs from that expansion. And since then, back in 2015, we had 209 employees. Look how much we've expanded.
Wow.
Even since then,
yeah.
Not only adding those 100, but we've added a lot more. So that's what that fund is intended to do, is to really, it's not just to bring in new business, but also to encourage local businesses to expand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be voted on in May, but good to see that is ready to go, and the language will be all cleaned up and ready to go for May.
Yes.
Yeah. Josh, I was going to ask you, maybe just talk a little bit about working for this company and all the different things that you get to do, being the youngster in the room.
Yeah, it's definitely a change since college, but it's been a great experience so far. I wouldn't have it any other way. My job is mostly in the office, but I get to go at the job sites occasionally, take pictures, drone videos. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we hired him as an intern while he was a student at Midland.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Very good.
And then now he's full time.
It's always good when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Structural Components. And how do people get a hold of you again if there's something they want to take a look at?
Absolutely. They can call our switchboard number, 402-721-5622. Or they can stop at 1255 Front Street in Fremont and just go in the front door, and we'll help them out and get them in touch with a designer.
Oh, by the way, they're looking for a diesel mechanic for those trucks, those 30 vehicles, right?
Yes, yes. And they also service our fleet of, we have some pickup trucks.
Oh, sure.
And that. So, yeah, looking for somebody with some diesel mechanic experience.
All right, Diane Mallett, thank you. Josh, appreciate you guys coming
thank
in this
you.
Morning.
Wow, very informative.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, lots of good information we didn't know. So.